KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Election day, 6 weeks away, but early in-person voting has already started in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia, where Dean Pinkard considers himself to be a well-informed voter and made his choice as soon as polls opened.
We've been thinking a lot about it. We've been following all the news and following all the conventions, and it's just really exciting to be out here.
About a dozen more states will follow with early in-person voting by mid-October. Execution in South Carolina, the state Friday night putting Freddie Owens to death. That and other executions have been paused for 13 years because prison officials couldn't get the drugs needed for lethal injections. Owens was convicted of the 1997 killing of a Greenville convenience store clerk during a robbery. While on trial, Owens killed another person in jail. The White House Correspondents Association filing a complaint with the White House after being denied access to President Biden's meetings with three world leaders at his Delaware home this weekend. This is ABC News. A Kentucky judge shot in his chambers by the county sheriff. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
Authorities rushing to the Letcher County Courthouse southeast of Lexington, Kentucky, just before 3 p.m. Thursday, finding 54-year-old District Court Judge Kevin Mullins shot multiple times. Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins arrested without incident. He's facing one count of first-degree murder. The motive still unclear.
The Federal Trade Commission suing U.S. prescription drug middlemen, accusing them of inflating insulin prices. ABC's Chuck Severson.
The FTC is suing the three largest drug pharmacy benefit managers, Caremark Rx, Express Scripts, and Optum Rx, which the agency says handle 80% of prescriptions in the U.S. The FTC says the companies focused on getting high rebates from drug makers instead of keeping costs low for consumers out of greed. More than 8 million Americans with diabetes rely on insulin.
CBS Caremark calls the allegation simply wrong. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the mayor.
It happened this morning.
Again.
You guys walked in, yep. And I didn't notice, but right away, Jim noticed you both were wearing shirts that were very similar. Jim had a salmon shirt on.
Yeah, I did.
And yours is a little bit more to the red side.
A little more burgundy-ish.
Yep. Rose.
Yep.
Rose, yeah.
And so Jim actually changed his shirt.
Yes. I'm like, I'm changing.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest on the Kennedy ballot case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Friday they will be deciding whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will need to remain on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will be trying to reach a decision as expeditiously as possible, as election clerks have already begun sending out absentee ballots with Kennedy's name on them. Kennedy has been trying to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states in an effort to not take away votes from Donald Trump, whom he endorsed in August. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we won't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bama Blast Bucky. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Badgers never really threatened Alabama today as the Crimson Tide won 42-10 in Madison. Wisconsin had no answers for Jalen Milroe, who threw for three touchdowns and ran for two more, including this one.
Keeping himself, Milroe, trying to get to the edge. He'll get to the three. He'll get to the end zone. Touchdown!
Touchdown, Alabama!
That call courtesy of Chris Stewart at Learfield. Adding insult to injury, the Badgers lost quarterback Tyler Van Dyke on the first series of the game, and he did not return. The Badgers have a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. The Badgers defeated Arizona last night 2-1. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, knocked Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as doubtful for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis will start, with Sean Clifford elevated from the practice squad. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 60 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just a couple of just amazing stories. First of all, get ready for election chaos in Georgia. The Republicans are doing everything they can to help Donald Trump steal the election. And not just Donald Trump. There's a bunch of Republicans in Georgia who are a little concerned about their own reelection opportunities. But the state election board, which has 3 Trump humpers on it out of the 5, just voted 3-2 to hand count every vote in the state. And or at least hand count every vote in their this news story is ambiguous. It's in The Guardian, and it does not say whether this is statewide or whether it is only in, like one of the counties. But if it's the Georgia Election Board, I would guess that would be statewide. The whole point of this is to throw the process into chaos so Donald Trump can claim that he won, so that they can get some momentum. It's crazy. Again, I refer you to Greg Palast's movie Vigilantes, Inc. And then this is an amazing story. This is out of Politico. Politico reporter Adam Wrenn. I'm reading a piece from Raw Story by Brad Reed, by the way. Politico reporter Adam Wrenn, while reporting on potential Trump Attorney General Mike Davis, he wrote about an experience he had writing down notes about Donald Trump Jr. telling Davis that he wanted Davis to be Trump's next Attorney General. And as he was doing that, now this is a reporter listening to a conversation and making a note about it, right? At this point, an unidentified woman accosted the reporter, Mr. Wrenn, and demanded that he hand over his phone and delete the notes he had taken. Now, you just don't do that with reporters. But anyhow, so Wrenn wants to try to leave the arena. Trump was speaking at this arena, right? This was the Humanity United Against Terror rally. So anyhow, he tries to leave the arena, but he's blocked from the exits by 4 men who also demand that he hand over his phone and his notes. He tries to explain to this woman who is harassing him that he has a flight to meet. He's got to meet his family to catch the flight. And she says, you should have thought about your kids before you did what you did. Now, hang on just a second. Do we live in North Korea? He writes, after roughly 15 minutes of this standoff, I searched for another exit. I ran down a hallway into a stairwell. 2 people followed me. When I was out on the street, Davis called me. By this point, Davis had confronted the aide near the elevators and dressed her down. He said, you don't ask a reporter to delete their notes, he told her. This isn't North Korea. The Trump campaign subsequently invested in claims the woman was not part of Trump's campaign. But, you know, it's Trump's bodyguards who were stopping this reporter. I mean, this is just wild stuff. Just wild stuff. Anyhow, all that said, it's anything goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. So what's on your mind? Marty in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller, big fan. I go all the way back to your Air America days.
Well, thank you, Marty.
I love what you do. Sure. I wanted to disagree with you just a little bit as far as Trump disappearing if he loses next or this year's election. I'm afraid that he's never going to go away. I think that he's going to start his own political party, call it the Trump Party, the MAGA Party, Fascist Party, whatever he's going to call it. And it's a way for him to raise lots and lots of money. He can do his stupid rallies. He can continue to go on all the shows and just, you know, he's such a narcissist, he's never going to go away. He can get his kids involved, start plucking rep. He can be the whatever, have her run for senator under the new MAGA party. I'm afraid this guy's never going to go away.
I think you're probably right, Marty, but I don't think it's going to get any press coverage. I think he's going to get about as much coverage as Jill Stein is right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it could be. But this guy, you know, the difference between Trump and Jill is the media loves this guy.
That's
they
true.
Love him. He's so outrageous. And
that's true.
What's he going to say next? What's he going to do next? And the media doesn't care. They're all about the ratings.
Yep.
And Donald Trump, you know, when he runs off at his mouth, he generates clicks. He generates viewership. I hope I'm wrong.
No, your point that for the media it's all about the Benjamins is well taken. But, you know, we'll see. I really think that he's going to be a political non-entity after the election. But you know,
you're right,
I could be wrong. You know, but yeah. I've been wrong before. But I'm more often right than wrong. We'll see. Marty, thank you for the call. And I always appreciate a respectful disagreement. Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I agree with you that if Trump loses especially badly, that the GOP, especially the leaders, will disavow him. But I'm not sure he's going to get any better reception out there with Putin and the rest of the world. I don't think they necessarily want losers and somebody like Trump who will have no political power around them. So he may not have anywhere to go.
Okay, I must have missed something there. Who may not have anywhere? You mean Trump wouldn't go to Russia? You mean that the Republicans wouldn't?
He may want to go to Russia, but they may not want a loser around him.
A good point.
And he has nothing to offer them. He won't have any political power.
That's a very good point.
Let me ask you this also.
Go ahead.
I don't know about in Portland, but here on Maui, I don't see a lot of signs and bumper stickers as an usual election for the president. I mean, I see local races, and of course, the Bobby Kennedy crazies got all their stuff out there. But I'm just not noticing it.
And
do you
nothing
see a lot
for
in
Trump?
Portland?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't see for Trump or for Harris. I mean, I made button Hawaii for Harris. I'm trying to give those out, but I don't see a lot of stuff except for local stuff and the Kennedy stuff.
I know a lot of Democrats are afraid to post things because the Republicans are so violent. They, you know, they've been embracing so much violence for so long. But, you know, we're getting reports on this program from literally all over the country that people are just not seeing the level of Trump signage that we were seeing, you know, just 4 years ago and certainly 8 years ago. So I again, take that as a sign, polls notwithstanding, that this is going to be a blowout election. We'll see. And again, we cannot rest until after November 5th. We, you know, and even then we can't rest.
I agree.
But I'm increasingly optimistic. Stephen, thank you for the call.
Me too.
Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm going to give a little sobering pushback about the blowout that you think is coming. And I just want to say that it could be, and we know how it would happen, but I just want to go through a list of things. And the general concept here is the polls and don't get fooled again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so, I just don't trust them. So anyways, just a list of who is for Trump, okay? We've got, and I'm going through the list, Netanyahu, AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, Christian Zionists, Putin, a fair number of Catholic women, and one of the biggest thing is complacency. Mm. And Harris loses a few constituencies out there, which are she loses some white men and some black men. And black women are only 7% of the electorate, so they vote at a very high rate. And to expand that is you can't expect that much of an expansion in the vote from that. Mm. However, on the good side is who helps us win, and it's going to be the youth vote. And the thing we have to deal with is a very important issue, because I get this feedback all the time from the young people. I stand outside high schools, they have conversations with them, and it is Gaza. It's the concept of Genocide Joe.
Yeah.
They're really, really troubled by that. So we elders just need to talk with and not at the youth, okay, and just mm-hmm. explain Israel's kind of toehold with us. Yeah. So the reason my concern is not the popular vote, Tom, and I'm repeating myself, and I know that you're on the same page. It's this damned Electoral College, okay? So my feeling is, and the reason I'm calling, is to just support your calls for not complacent. If we lose, it's going to be because of us, because we haven't done our job as progressive and democratic citizens, okay? Mm-hmm. And above all else, build the Trump firewall, which is to get back to the House and get back the Senate, because they are not controlled by the Electoral College. So we just really need to do some things that we haven't done before, or do them harder, and that is to talk more, get more people out to vote. But yeah, there is a substantial number of people who will vote in these critical states, you know, the 5 or 6 or 7 states, and we can't ignore that.
I agree with you, Robin, and it's entirely possible that I'm wrong, and we have to act as if I'm wrong. But everything I'm seeing tells me I'm right. But nonetheless, we have to act as if we're wrong, or else I will be wrong.
Right.
if we don't act as if we're, you know. So I get it.
I'm picking up some of the same stuff you are, but that leads to the curse of Democrats, which is complacency.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Robin, thank you very much for the call. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Well, happy Freya Day to us today.
I hate you.
Tom, I have some information I think the Democrats can use against Rick Scott, the U.S. Senator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lowlife. And I have some information I think that if the Democrats do investigation, he when he was governor in 2012, he quietly got a law passed that helped cheat people out of their life insurance policy benefits. My sister was one of the victims. He in 2012, he passed this law that when people got divorced, if they had a life insurance policy, they had to sign a new form that consented to continuing to cover. My sister married a guy that cheated her out of $30,000. He was a con artist, and they got divorced in 2010. So with his permission, she had a life insurance policy for $100,000 to get back her money, because he was real reckless, and she expected he'd do himself in. Anyway, in 2012, they passed this law that said you have this special form, but they did not inform the lawyers or the people. And when he died in a car accident, and when my sister went to collect, they said he couldn't collect because of this new law, and it was ex post facto retroactive.
Amazing.
Which is against the U.S. U.S. and the state constitution.
So this was Rick Scott. Thank you, Keno. Thanks for that. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your call.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. What happens when you're the knock, N-O-K, you know, the next of kin to a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. You have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and more, all while grieving a loss. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would be if you had a knock box, N-O-K box, next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. And I can save you 18% off any of the Knockbox kits. Just they're exclusively available at theknockbox.com. T-H-E-N-O-X, excuse me, N-O-K-B-O-X. The Knock, N-O-K, as in next of kin, theknockbox.com. And use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save your 18%. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will. Bushkill. Where'd that name come from?
It's funny. I'm going to say a little joke real quick. That's not why I'm called, but I'm saying this as a joke, just preempted. My wife and I used to live in Effort, Pennsylvania, in Blakeslee 20 years, long, long time ago, and we moved out of Concord and came back. Where Bushkill came from, I don't know. But I'll just say this. When we used to live in Effort 25 years ago, somebody had switched a lot of the signs on Bushkill to be backwards, the street signs, to the names of the town. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so, that's funny.
Well, there's somebody that's the Secret Service might be hunting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the, I'm sorry. You threw me there for a second. The reason I called, I watched Greg Ballas's movie yesterday. I listened to him on your show. Uh-huh. And first off, it's awesome. And it's really important.
It's an amazing movie, Vigilantes Inc. Yeah. SaveYourVote.com is the website.
Yeah, it is one of the most important things happening right now. But the reason I'm calling is because I actually, when I heard Greg Palace on your show yesterday, I almost had a heart attack when I heard him say, oh, by the way, they're doing this in PA, too. Oh, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Mm. So because if they mess up PA, I don't need to tell you, the ramifications could be the end of the election.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really that serious.
I know. I understand.
That could be the whole enchilada, right? I spent my entire morning. Don't tell my employer because no, I'm kidding. I've been working. Okay, I need to find out about this. So I called the Secretary of State's office. I called literally, and I talked to some real people, and then they led me to this person, that person, and bing, bing, bing. Anyway, there is some good news here.
Okay.
It doesn't. They are not actually doing this yet. The Secretary of State, who, by the way, is a Republican, he's an anti-Trumper, but still Shapiro, Democrats constantly feel the need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, they got this. He's a good guy, actually. He's not a MAGA. But the long story short, each county elections office, apparently, I didn't know this until I found out, they are literally in direct control of these voter challenges. And as of today, it was a real person say they've gotten almost zero. It's not happening, but they're aware of it. And it's not that easy to challenge in PA.
That's good to know, Will. I'm sorry, I'm out of time here, but check out the movie. It's at SaveYourVote.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Election day, 6 weeks away, but early in-person voting has already started in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia, where Dean Pinkard considers himself to be a well-informed voter and made his choice as soon as polls opened.
We've been thinking a lot about it. We've been following all the news and following all the conventions, and it's just really exciting to be out here.
About a dozen more states will follow with early in-person voting by mid-October. Execution in South Carolina, the state Friday night, putting Freddie Owens to death. That and other executions had been paused for 13 years because prison officials couldn't get the drugs needed for lethal injections. Owens was convicted of the 1997 killing of a Greenville convenience store clerk during a robbery. While on trial, Owens killed another person in jail. The White House Correspondents Association filing a complaint with the White House after being denied access to President Biden's meetings with three world leaders at his Delaware home this weekend. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report from the Wall Street Journal looked at the best college for student experience in the state, and their winner might surprise you. The paper says UW-Whitewater created the best environment for students in categories like quality of food and housing, diversity and opportunity, social life, and extracurricular activities. UW-Whitewater has the fourth largest student body in the UW system, with 11,700 enrolled this fall. The cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher than they were this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials so far this year, while all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have at least one person who contracted the respiratory infection. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, and adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 60 right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius." Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll recap the Packers game in Tennessee, and Brittany Merlot joins us for the forecast.
And Grace Hageman joins us from the Kroc Center to talk about their Senior Life Expo. Join us.
Out loans and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom. That's THOM, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free, and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom, THOM, at HomeTitleLock.com. It's 35 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Nancy in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm a big, big, big fan.
Thank you.
And I depend on you to help me, and I'm going to depend on you, rather. Once Kamala, you know, kicks butt, how do we ever go back to trusting these people? I mean, if you got an R...
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got an R by your name, then you're willing, knowingly willing, to believe this to get what you want.
Yeah.
Which is ultimate power. And I can't even look at my own brother the same way because he's an educated man and he knows exactly what he's doing to get the power.
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't know what to do anymore to if I hear you're Republican, I just don't trust you.
Yeah. I suspect this is going to linger for a while. I mean, this is what happened in the 70s after the Nixon scandals. And Jerry Ford couldn't break through. It's how we ended up with Jimmy Carter as president. You know, Reagan had to essentially reinvent the Republican Party. He had to reboot the whole thing. And it took, you know, half a generation. It took a decade. And I think that that's what's going to happen again. I really believe it. I do think, though, you know, I mean, a decade from now, Trump will be 88 if he's still alive. I mean, you know, he's not in good health. And so I don't even think he's going to be a factor. I don't think he's even going to be around. I mean, I do believe he's starting to slip into dementia. But more importantly, the man is just, his naked fascism is you know, becoming more and more obvious to everybody. And I think you're right, Nancy. I think it's really going to hurt a lot of Republicans for a long time. The question is how badly and how do they reinvent themselves? I think that, you know, Mitt Romney is probably the future of the party. But frankly, they're going to be looking for another Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump, another showman, another actor, another person who can perform well for the television, because they don't want a Tim Walz kind of person who actually believes the stuff that he's saying, because the stuff that the Republican politicians believe is so cynical and so destructive that they can't say it out loud. But I get it. I'm with you, Nancy. Thank you. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, there's a couple things I'd like to say, but the first and most important thing is that I'd like to see the voting age raised to 22. I think you should have to live through one episode of a president or one cycle of a presidency.
Now, I'd like to see it reduced to 16.
And my reason for thinking this is that until you've lived as an adult, you know, through at least one cycle, I don't, you know, your opinion is interesting, but I don't trust it. I don't trust your judgment. I mean, it's a perfect example is, as the earlier caller mentioned, you know, a lot of these high school kids are complaining about Joe Biden and associating him with the genocide that the Israelis are doing. And what they don't, or maybe they know, maybe they don't know, that's gone on a long time over there. And
yeah, although the recent massive bombings, the bombs were provided by the United States, and Biden continued to provide them with weaponry after it was obvious what was going on. I agree.
I would suggest that anybody that says that they don't support a two-state solution, then the default solution is they just
Biden is taking that position, and I get that, and I get it that there's some nuance here, but John, the argument you're making is the same argument John Adams made for people who didn't own land to not vote. This was the debate we had in the 1780s.
This isn't about having a stake in it. You know, this isn't about having skin in the game. This is about having the adult capacity and judgment to decide who the next president should be. I mean, there's a reason they recruit, you know, high school graduates right out of high school into the military, because they are easy to shape. You know, it's because at that age you are
Physical and resilient. I mean, if you're going to throw people into war, you want to throw people between 18 and 25. But I get that. But my point, John, the reason why I think 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote is because elections are about the future. And I believe that most 16-year-olds in America have enough of a capacity to understand what their future could look like that, frankly, I think they should be allowed to vote.
I don't think that they have the judgment to choose the person that accurately, that'll bring them that future that they see. Donald Trump's a perfect example. He can promise them all these things, and because they have...
But young people are overwhelmingly opposed to Trump. Overwhelmingly. Like 70%.
Not young white men.
I'm not sure that that's true. I haven't seen a breakdown by gender and race on young people.
That's what I hear. I don't know it either. And before you pass on me, one other thing is I don't see any Bob Ferguson signs anywhere in Washington, and I'm worried that they aren't putting enough effort.
Maybe Bob Ferguson
know that this is... He's a good question. That's my point exactly. He's running for the governor of Washington, right across the river from you.
Right.
Bob Ferguson is a Democratic nominee. I see signs for Dave Reichert, who was a representative, and also he was the police officer, the investigator that busted the Green River Killer, or is credited with it anyway. And he's running for governor. I see his signs everywhere. I live out in a rural area, or semi-rural, suburban.
Well, have you called the local Democratic Party to see if you can get a sign for your yard?
Well, my yard is on a dead-end street. There's no point in me putting it in the yard sign. But I haven't got any fundraisers from Bob Ferguson. I haven't, the only fundraisers I get are from the Harris campaign, because I've contributed to them. And I get, Maryland,
I'm not trying to shut down your concern or your arguments here, John, but the stock advice that I always give anybody who's calling to complain about their local Democratic Party or their statewide Democratic Party not doing as good a job as they could is that you show up at the next meeting of your local Democratic Party, raise some hell, volunteer, and become part of the solution.
I've been a PCO, and it's not a panacea,
but it's a step.
Yeah, but I'm a little surprised that I'm not seeing more activity. I just have a concern that, this is going under the radar. And I'm sure Bob Ferguson and the Democrats in Washington have a plan, but holy cow,
Well, it may be that they're assuming that, a Republican can't win in Washington State, particularly in this cycle, and so why bother? But that's never a good idea. That's always very dangerous.
We've had two debates. And, you barely hear anything about them in the news.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see the whole country go blue and us up here in Washington go red.
I would hate to see that too, John. We'll have to wait and see. But, John, thanks for the call. It's good talking to you. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I was calling in regards to an earlier caller who was talking about the Apprentice movie.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Mike. Say it again.
Sorry. just getting over COVID.
Yeah, it's okay. Your voice sounds very, very muffled. So you were saying?
I was calling about an earlier caller who called about the movie The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen an interview with one of the actors who played Ray Cohn in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say the movie focuses on Ray Cohn, but he did say portrayed him as this guy was very vile, very racist, and just an evil guy overall. So I'm under the impression that
that it's not a flattering movie.
Yeah, because I'm assuming The Apprentice is obviously Donald.
Yeah.
So any way that this Cohn character is portrayed is someone will be able to read it like, oh, so that's why he's like this.
Right. Well, that would make sense. So, and Roy Cohn did, you know, he shaped Joe McCarthy's career. He shaped Donald Trump's career. You know, he saw to it that Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed in the electric chair. Roy Cohn was a very, very active guy, and he, of course, was also in many ways, I believe, a mentor to Roger Stone as well, and you know, had some affiliations with Richard Nixon. He goes way, way back.
Yeah.
I'll you know, we'll see on what is it, October 11th, I think. You know, so what's that? About 3 weeks, 4 weeks? We'll see. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. By the way, this weekend is the autumnal equinox, the official astronomical beginning of autumn. Are you feeling it? It's getting cold here in Portland.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, I got to go kick my heater into high gear here. We'll be right back with more of your calls. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Chris all day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play, left the bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the story's wild and strange, from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined, will justice find its way, will remain confined.
Now we've got to come up with a song about cutting heads off whales. By the way, just a reminder, I'll be keynoting the annual Grassroots Radio Conference down in New Orleans next week. You can just Google it and find out all the information. And if you're interested in showing up, you know, it's all about progressive radio all around the United States. So it's going to be a fascinating conference. Louise and I are very much looking forward to it. David Sirota, my friend, is also going to be there and colleague. He used to do radio, in fact, on when we were on Air America. He was doing a show on a local station in Denver. So a lot of independent journalists and to network, share ideas, bring their voices together. Also, I'll be signing books at the Frugal Muse in Chicago on October 9th. Please call them and let them know you're coming. And Powell City of Books here in Portland on the 15th of October. No need to call them. So, all that said, what's on your mind, Dave, in Auburn, California? Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I think this Springfield, Ohio thing, why can't Springfield sue Donald Trump and Vance for defamation of character, or at least have some sort of court order to keep him out of town?
Yeah. Well, the mayor, who is a Republican, has made it very clear that he does not want them coming to town. But I don't think that they have the ability to sue. You couldn't sue, Vance.
Hey, one more thing. You know, it's against the law to holler fire in a theater or to incite riots. How about inciting terrorism?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I think that they are inciting terrorism. And Dave, thank you for the call. But I don't think you can successfully go after them for that. Vance is protected by the speech and debate clause of the Constitution. You cannot hold him responsible for basically anything while Congress is in session. Trump is protected, I think, largely by the First Amendment. But I think that if any individual Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, could demonstrate a harm, and I don't think it would be that difficult, they would have the basis for a lawsuit. The problem is, the minute they exercise that lawsuit, they would be putting a target on their own backs. And this is the thing about taking on fascists, is it's physically very dangerous to take on fascists, because fascists rely on violence. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Bless your heart, Tom.
Thank you.
And my request this morning is, number one, can you give us the name of the political girl's book because it sounds like an excellent training manual.
Yeah, it's a Return to Common Sense by Lee McGowan.
Return to Common Sense. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And number two, if there is a Seth Abramson update, please give us that.
I haven't. You mean you're talking about his argument that Laura Loomer is having sex with Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen any updates on that. I haven't seen anybody, successfully rebut it. Laura Loomer is now denying it, but who knows?
Okay. And lastly, Tom, can you give us a brief understanding of Project 25, how it is being countered by the left, and where online we can go to get the best analysis of Project 2025?
There are several good Substack newsletters devoted to Project 2025. If you go over to substack.com and there's a little search engine there, just plug in Project 2025 as like one word and they'll pop, the three major ones will pop up. I subscribe to all of them, they're great. A few other people are doing some good stuff on Project 2025. Basically, Project 2025 is, in my opinion, a deconstruction of our federal government, a deconstruction of the American government, replacing it with oligarchy, replacing it with billionaires calling the shots. And when you understand it in that context, then all the various little pieces start to make sense. It's a prescription for oligarchy in the United States. I wrote a book about this, not specifically about Project 2025, but more generally about the various efforts that Republicans over the years have made to promote oligarchy in the United States. It's called The Hidden History of American Oligarchy, if you want the details. Larry, thanks for the call. Billy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, you were talking about Eagle Eye earlier.
You mean Operation Eagle Eye?
And I watched something last night. It was called SaveYourVote.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really realized much about Eagle Eye until I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of scary what they're doing. And anyway, the reason I called you, I had a joke I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
It's Donald Trump dies and he goes to hell. And he goes through the fiery gate. And the devil's waiting on him. He says, oh, we're so glad to have you here. We've been looking forward to seeing you. He said, we got a place for you, but you got to choose out of three places. And he goes, what do you mean? And he said, well, follow me. And they go to this first room.
I just have 15 seconds here. I'm sorry.
They open the door, and Nixon was rolling tape, an endless tape. He goes, no, that's not for me. He goes, I can't handle that. And they go to the next room, and Sodom Lovato, or Sodom Lovato. Yeah.
Billy, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I know the joke, I've heard it before, but it's a good one. I'm sorry I didn't have enough time for you. And thank you, by the way, for correcting me. I've been saying SaveYourVote.com. I was wrong. That website does not work. It's SaveYourVote.org. SaveYourVote.org to see Greg Palast's movie for free. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays at civicmedia.us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.